It's here and now, and we have an update now on a story we've been following for nearly a decade. You might remember the Massachusetts father, Paul Monty, whose son, Army Sergeant Jared Monty, was killed in Afghanistan in 2006. After Jared was buried in the National Cemetery on Cape Cod, his father noticed there were no flags on the graves for either Veterans Day or Memorial Day. The rules prohibited them. So Paul got that changed and started Operation Flags for Vets, during which volunteers flocked to the cemetery to place flags on the more than 50,000 graves on those two holidays. But you might say that was just the beginning of this story.
I think I have this right. Do you still drive Jared's truck?
Yes, I do. There it is. It's him. It's got his DNA all over it. I love driving it because it reminds me of him, though I don't need the truck to remind me of him. I think about him every hour of every day.
It's a Dodge 4x4, Ram 1500. It's got the decals, the 10th Mountain Division, 82nd Airborne Division, American flags, a bumper sticker for the Jared Monty Scholarship Fund.
My gold star plate on there. Go Army, you know, support the troops. And though it only gets pretty bad mileage, I'm happy driving it. He's with me. But he's with me all the time anyway.
That's Paul Monty speaking to Here Now's Alex Ashlock in 2011. Connie Harrington, a songwriter in Nashville, heard that conversation, and she was inspired to co-write this song, I Drive Your Truck.
89 cents in the ashtray, half-empty bottle of Gatorade rolling in the floorboard. That dirty Braves cap on the dash, dog tags hanging from the rear view, old school kid.
Recorded by Lee Bryce, it won Song of the Year at the Country Music Awards in 2013. And now, the story that inspired that song has also inspired a book. Here Now's Alex Ashlock reports again.
Jared Monty grew up in Raynham, Massachusetts. He was part of a large Italian family. Michelle Monty is one of his more than three dozen cousins.
I grew up with Jared, you know, at Grandma and Grampy's house, having spaghetti, and I always talk about his little round head and his little chubby body, and, you know, if he were here, I would embarrass him, and he would appreciate it. I don't think he'd mind.
On Sunday afternoon, Michelle Monty joined family and friends at American Legion Post 405. They came to meet Lynn Sandler, the author of the new book, See You on the High Ground, the Jared C. Monty story. Sandler sat next to Jared's father, Paul, as the two signed copies of the new book.
You're going to get reddish cramp. It's early and you've already got a big crowd here.
For Lynn Sandler, the book was a labor of love. He put aside the business he runs to write it.
Paul and I were friends when we were 9 years old. We met in elementary school. We went to junior high together and high school. Then we lost contact for 50 years, 50 years. And I knew about Jared. I followed the news, and I was busy doing my own thing, running my own business. And I kept saying to my wife, you know, I should call Paul. Man, I should be there. I wasn't there for my friend.
So Lynn called up Paul, and Paul said he'd be happy to have his old friend tell his son's story. And part of the story includes this. Jared Monty died on a remote hillside in Afghanistan in 2006. He was doing his job, calling in air support and artillery to protect soldiers in the valley below. As Lynn Sandler says, Jared was on the high ground.
It's one of the military's most dangerous and most important jobs. And person after person told me that Jared was the best in the Army. He was the best that the Army had to offer at being a forward observer. He was the standard of what right looked like.
Jared Monty died trying to save a badly wounded fellow soldier, Private Brian Bradbury, who was trapped in the open after a Taliban attack.
The other soldiers knew that something had to be done and be done quickly in order to save Brian. Sergeant Cunningham, who was actually the head of the patrol but had his own squad, said, I'll go rescue Bradbury. Jared said, no, he's from my squad. I'll get him.
He tried three times to save Private Bradbury. He was killed on that third attempt. but his bravery that day earned him a Medal of Honor. At the award ceremony in 2009, President Obama said what Monty had done that day was not a moment of passing courage. It was the culmination of a life of character and commitment.
He was the kid at school who, upon seeing a student eating lunch alone, would walk over and befriend him. He was the teenager who cut down a spruce tree in his yard so a single mom in town would have a Christmas tree for her children. He even bought the ornaments and the presents.
As people had their books signed on Sunday, they reached out to shake Paul Monty's hand. He stood up to hug some of them. One of them was Warren Jones, an Army veteran who has helped to raise money for the Jared Monty Scholarship Fund.
He's a hero. He's a veteran. You can't forget our veterans. It's just something you can't do.
Not forgetting. That's what Paul Monty says this is all about. His son, Jared, died after he was hit by a rocket-propelled grenade. It's the kind of weapon that could be used to shoot down a helicopter. Instead, it killed a 30-year-old man who grew up in a small town in Massachusetts. Again, author Lynn Sandler.
Before he died, he recited the Lord's Prayer, and he said, "I've made peace with God, tell my family I love them." And then he passed away.
After that happened, Paul Monty heard the knock on the door no parent wants to hear. But he's channeled his grief into advocacy for veterans. He started Operation Flags for Vets. He inspired the hit country song. Today he says he appreciates all the attention, but it's bittersweet.
No one could envision this for their child. Nobody, in any way possible. I don't care what kind of dreams you have. There's no way you could envision this kind of thing happening. All of that, of course, I'd give up to have my son back.
On Sunday afternoon, Paul Monty got back into Jared's truck and drove it home. For Here and Now, I'm Alex Ashlock. I drive your truck.